SBI Holdings opens talks to acquire Bitbank in Japan. Exchange Push SBI Holdings has confirmed it has entered formal discussions to acquire Bitbank and bring it in as a subsidiary. The disclosure was first surfaced by Wu Blockchain on May 1, 2026, citing an SBI announcement that talks are underway. No price, share swap structure, or closing date has been disclosed yet. If the talks lead to a deal, SBI would control two of the most established licensed exchanges in Japan, SBI VC Trade, the group's existing in-house exchange, and Bitbank, which has built one of the largest active spot trading user bases in the country. Why SBI is moving on Bitbank now? SBI has spent the last 2 years assembling crypto and tokenization infrastructure rather than scaling SBI VC Trade alone. The group already runs Osaka Digital Exchange for security tokens, partners with Stardale on the Strium chain for tokenized stocks, and is co-developing the JPYSC Yen stablecoin with Shinsei Trust Bank. A Bitbank acquisition plugs a gap none of those projects fill, a high-volume retail spot exchange with a Type 1 crypto asset license and an active fiat on-ramp. Bitbank consistently ranks near the top of Japanese spot venues by yen-denominated volume, with Bitcoin trading at around $77,123 and Ethereum near $2,284 as of May 1, 2026. That puts BTC up 2.0% on the day and ETH up 1.8%. Conditions where domestic Japanese flows tend to lift exchange revenue. Buying Bitbank lets SBI capture more of that retail order flow directly rather than competing for it. What changes for users if the deal closes for Bitbank's existing customers? The immediate impact would be regulatory rather than technical. Japan's FSA reviews any change of control at a licensed crypto exchange, and SBI is already a known counterparty under the same supervisory regime. That tends to shorten approval timelines compared to a foreign acquirer. Operationally, SBI typically lets acquired financial subsidiaries keep their own brand and front end while consolidating compliance, treasury, and custody on the parent's stack. SBI VC Trade and Bitbank duplicate a lot of back office work today. So unifying KYC, market surveillance, and cold storage is the obvious cost case for the deal. Listings could move in both directions. Bitbank has historically been faster than SBI VC Trade to support new tokens within Japan's pre-screening framework. Under one parent, SBI may either standardize on the more conservative SBI VC Trade list or use Bitbank as a higher velocity listing venue, while SBI VC Trade stays focused on the largest assets and tokenized products. The wider Japan consolidation picture. The deal lands at a moment when Japanese policy is pulling crypto closer to mainstream finance. The Japan Exchange Group is working toward a 2027 launch for spot Bitcoin and Ethereum ETFs. The FSA is reviewing a flat 20% tax rate on crypto gains, and yen stablecoins are being rolled out under formal trust structures. Each of those changes favors larger, better capitalized exchanges that can fund custody upgrades, audits, and ETF-related custodial roles. Smaller Japanese exchanges have been losing market share to the top three or four venues for several quarters. Putting SBI VC Trade and Bitbank under one parent would create a clear domestic leader in spot trading, just as ETF-related custody mandates start to be awarded. It also reads as a hedge against foreign expansion. Binance Japan and Bybit have both been working to grow their Japanese user bases under local licenses. An enlarged SBI group with Bitbank attached is a much harder competitor to dislodge than either exchange alone. What is still unknown until SBI files concrete terms, several pieces are still open. The exchange ratio between SBI shares and Bitbank equity is unknown. There's no public guidance on whether Bitbank's existing shareholders, including its parent company structure, are unanimously supporting the talks. And the FSA's posture on the combined market share has not been telegraphed. For now, the only firm fact is that talks have been formally announced rather than leaked. That alone is a step beyond the rumor stage and tends to be a reliable signal that a deal is being seriously prepared.